Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I've been on this John Wick kick since I told the guys last week about this documentary, Wick is Pain. And then I just witnessed John Wick here inside of the Ticketmaster studios as Mike literally karate chopped his computer in half. And I'm not making this up. What is going on with you and your computer?
All right, what is the average life of a laptop? 3 years? 4 years?
With today's technology, maybe.
All right. Well, I just looked up the receipt. I had to go on my phone and look at my email receipts. Okay. Apparently, I got 4.5 years out of this HP laptop because today at Flower Branch, it decided to take a giant dump. I knew I was like, okay.
Well, it's definitely broke now.
Well, no, I mean, sometimes you got to whack things to see maybe get maximum functionability.
Whacking never helps anything.
Well, I would disagree, sir. Sometimes to provide a good stress relief in a specific situation. No, sir. After I tried multiple ways, and
you're talking about whacking your computer?
Yes, looking at different ways to perhaps get this thing to reboot because certain letters weren't typing. And it wouldn't engage the internet. So I just basically took it with one hand, and I went like this. I went, and just apparently that didn't help.
No, and it was with two hands, and it was very, very aggressive, by the way. And Mike looks at Day-Day and then goes, this is in the break, and he goes, well, at least it felt good. And I'm like, yes, but is it working?
Well, the computer has completely died. The last resort was to smash it really hard into a blunt object and see if perhaps it would fire whatever's going on inside the board of the thing and the things would connect. It didn't.
Smashing things never helps. It makes it worse when you smash a device like this.
It feels better to me to know that I've just broken this piece of garbage for sure. If it was, you know what? We just euthanized this computer if it was on its last legs. How about that?
So you got to get a new one now.
Now, so it's off to Best Buy or wherever. If anybody wants to hit me up on Mike Bell ATL and give me some advice on where to go. But other than Amazon, we'll see where we go on this one.
No, look, you can get them anywhere. I had fairly new. I mean, it was within 2 years. And I told Day-Day, and the thing was falling apart. The thing around the screen was coming off.
Oh,
right?
Wow. Okay.
So the funny part about this is, at the time, a few years ago when I bought it, it was like recyclable. It was all about the recyclable parts that they had used, right, for the earth. It's better for the earth. So I'm like, oh, this is nice. And this damn thing fell apart like two years in. And I'm like, the screen is coming apart. So I'm like, oh, can anybody fix this? And I still haven't taken it in because I needed a new computer. But to your point, man, with technology, it feels like you buy these things. You spin a grip, right? You spend a lot of money on it, whether it's a tablet or whatever you're using. And then all of a sudden – you know, it goes out, Mike, and you're like, oh, the warranty's out. Just like when you said it, the warranty is gone right after this thing goes kaput.
I looked it up. So, yeah, so outside the window, 4.5 years. Maybe that is good life for a PC. I'm sure people treat things well. I only smash them when they frustrate me at the end of their shelf life.
Yeah, because the guy just said, oh, yeah. No wonder it's not working. He smashed it.
Well,
dude.
No, I've already established, sir, it was not functional. Okay? It was not optimal. It was, as I said to Carl at one point, he's laughing during the commercial. I'm like, Apollo 13, let's see what's working on this. Nothing is working. So.
Well, I thought you were putting in codes over
no,
there.
No, you can't. Like, the entire third row down is not typing. No Z, X, C, V, B, and M. And limited, no ASDF. So I guess we're done here. Anyway, regardless, we'll soldier on. And the good news is, just like in Berlin, this is a business expense. In Berlin, we were hanging out at the Brandenburg Gate.
Yeah.
Ran into our buddy Miles and the gang from Fox. So they said, they saw me and Cam Miller, our buddies from 3-Piece Suit Football. So they said, hey, you want to come on and do this shot? It was like a 7 o'clock show, morning show on Saturday
okay.
for Fox 5 Atlanta.
Write it off.
I said, jump in. I said, now I get to write this off as
write
a business trip, baby.
No doubt.
We're having a better week. But anyway, this is frustrating. But you said you just got a new one yourself,
well,
right?
Well, yeah. No, this is, and luckily nothing's happened yet. But, Mike, I treat my devices with care and love.
Oh, I've seen you treat your devices with care and love. I've seen you play golf.
I treat my devices yeah. with care and love. Look, that was only one head I broke, okay? It was one time. Don't bring that up as like it's a regular thing with me. I snapped one head off. It was just one of those unfortunate
days. I mean,
Carl
went total Paul Bundy, like, ah!
Expensive to get fixed, too.
Yeah. Well, your hosel wound up in, like...
It's cheaper to buy a new one.
What was it? Where were we? We were cobblestone. It wound up in the lake.
Whatever.
Anyway, regardless, kids, violence never solves a problem until the end.
What? Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got to talk about what's going on around the NFL. Coach Ra is on the way for his exclusive interview with us. Stay tuned for that. And Bijan's going to join us, guys, a little bit later on this afternoon. They are practicing and getting ready for Carolina. That has started. We cannot do anything about Berlin. We can't do anything about the 49ers. Mm. Can't do anything about any of these four losses.
Oh.
Can we get right Sunday? That is the question.
This was something that German Falcon fans and American Falcon fans were coming up and talking to me about as we're leaving the stadium. We're good enough to be in a position to beat San Francisco. We're good enough. We did beat Buffalo. We're good enough to go up to New England to get a win on the road. But then it's the individual moments. It's coaching decisions, whether it's offensive or defensive coordinator or head coach. It's, you know, a missed block. It's a drop pass. It's a missed extra point.
Right.
I guess Zane, the kicker, was the least of our worries over there.
Oh, thank God. I mean, he ran him out there, and I was like, all right, well, at least he did his job.
Yeah. I looked over at the Germans. I go, third kicker of the season. That got a laugh.
Hey, man, let's get to fourth and one. So he says he's focused on Wake Forest. I don't believe him. I think the jobs that are already open in the NFL has Bill Belichick intrigued. I don't think he likes college football like he's faking as if he does.
Right.
And I think his heart, Mike, is still in the league. I don't know if anybody's going to give him a chance, but I want you to hear him say what he said because everybody's asking Belichick now about the Giants opening after Brian Daboll got fired.
I've been down this road before. I'm focused on Wake Forest. That's it. And that's my commitment to this team. And next week it'll be to our next opponent and so forth. But, you know, I'm here to do the best I can for this team.
Yeah.
I'd expect nothing less from Coach Mumbles. But needless to say, I said I can't say what I say to Carl on the air. But dare I say, Bill is pretty excited right now in certain circles and places he won't talk to the media about. He's got to be basically on cloud nine because John Mara. Yeah. And the Giants ownership would say, you know what? We'll take, you know, even though, yeah, the last 4 years have been a little funky, this is a guy that has got nothing but success with this organization, and we'll bring him back. Now, the thing is, Belichick's going to – so Joe Shane's going to tell Bill Belichick the players he's going to pick?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Not happening. He won't last a year, Mike. And here's the other thing I would be afraid of. Say what you want. He's not bringing Josh McDaniels with him, okay? Who's developing Jackson Dart? He's got promise. He looks the part. He's got a nice arm. He has a feel for the game. Who's good? Like, that would be my biggest concern if you wanted to bring him in. It's not like he's got the guy that helped him develop all of those great offenses when he was in New England. And, of course, they had Brady, but I think Josh is pretty happy with the way things are going with his quarterback and Drake May and Vrabel.
Right. And just I don't want to draw parallels, too many parallels today, because like, we still have a season. We're in season. But if things go south, you know, Joe Shane keeps his job. We've seen, you know, general managers sometimes get gotten. In Miami was the reverse. GM got,
yeah,
who probably should have gotten 5 years ago. You think Terry is worried right now? I mean, he's got to be. There's got to be freaking out a little bit in the back of his mind about where we're at.
I think
this is 5 years for his regime without a playoff.
Well, the frustration is, remember, however you want to say he got saved the last time. I don't know how it played out, but he did, okay? Because remember, Arthur Smith and Terry come in together, right? And he gets the grace of the owner because I think that they just felt like whatever was going on with Arthur was not connecting with the fan base and certainly wasn't connecting with Dubs, right? You had basically 500 seasons, and we're not going to give you a third one. I think Terry has to be concerned because it went from him being marginalized. We talked about it.
Yeah,
right?
They fire Mike Arthur Smith, and he's not there.
Right.
Trish McKay and Arthur Blank. And that just set off a firestorm amongst the fan base.
So then they allowed him, or at least we think, to have the autonomy to pick all these guys. This is your team. This is your show. And he does. And he does exactly what we want him to do. Defense, 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 defense. We got to get the defense better. And I feel like he's gone, okay, when Arthur was here, he wanted bigger receivers. I got you, Drake. We wanted a dynamic running back. I went and got you, Bijan. You wanted defense. I went and got you defensive pieces. If I'm Terry Fontenot, and I know some of you are not going to like this, I'm saying, bro, I've done my job. I've done my job.
This was a conversation I had when you were off yesterday with Abe. I said, you know, it's one of those things where, you know me, fire everybody when I want to. Usually franchises, they blow it all out. You know, to me, the two biggest screw-ups for Terry Fontenot's personnel department and Terry Fontenot are Kyle Pitts and Troy Andersen.
Okay.
And that's the first round and a second round pick. Now, but if you go back and look at it, everybody you just talked about, now, look, he is ultimately going to be tethered to Michael Penix Jr. You did the thing which I thought was the stupidest thing in the history of the NFL. And if now Kirk Cousins doesn't look like he's ever going to be able to salvage, you can't even bring him out now if Penix got worse. So you better hope that Penix Jr. and this staff figures things out, man, because I do think you could make the argument to retain Terry Fontenot. I think there's been – I think it's – if you agree that most fans say it's a 50-50 spot, right, 50% shot in all the draft, then we've got some impressive players in the Jalen Walker and Pierce thing. But the other thing, some fans will say, no, Mike, slow your roll. Pierce isn't that good, and we don't have a first-round pick next year.
No, we don't.
And we might not. And in the worst cases, we might be a six-win team this year.
And that's unfortunate if it plays out that way. We will see where this goes. You asked me, do I think he's concerned? Yes. But I also think he's probably sitting there pretty confident that he's done his part to make this team better. I can only get you the players. How do you make them better on the field?
Hey, man, real quick, some other notes around the league. Lamar Jackson did not practice today. Keep an eye on that, fantasy owners, because Ravens feel like they're rolling. C.J. Stroud out of practice in case you haven't been in the Texans. I doubt you have C.J. Stroud as your quarterback this year.
Well, he was concussed, and even though they won an incredible game last Sunday, I mean, it was bananas. I don't think they're going to take any chances with him. Jameis Winston, by the way, has been named the starter for the Giants. He'll start against the Packers. Jackson Dart, speaking of concussion protocol, is still in it. And Travis Hunter, Georgia boy, man. We want to see him do well.
I hated to see this yesterday.
Yeah, out for the season, remainder of the season after having knee surgery. So, you know, look, he's got an infectious personality. I think they're handling this wrong for me. Let Travis Hunter be great at one thing. You're trying to make him do all these things, and I know he probably wants to. But, Mike, I'm curious, when he comes back next year, how they handled this. He had no impact.
Right. I made the argument. Well, he was one of the guys I was arguably most excited to see in this draft. I remember him and Shedeur Sanders so far, a big nothing burger, with all due respect. I hate to say that. I've been a local kid. But you're right. I was excited about the versatility and the imagination the Jaguars could come up with, and it never really translated to anything before the injury.
Coming up, Raheem Morris is on the way. Also, we will get to Georgia Tech and what they must do to get into the college football playoff. And then this Dogs game. It is big Saturday. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Eddie hits us up, and Mike Bell, ATL, I'm at Put 'em Up, see Dukes. Follow the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. We were talking about who in the building can help Michael Penix with some of the things he's going through.
Right.
And Eddie says, fellas, isn't the veteran quarterback Kirk Cousins supposed to be the mentor to MPJ?
Great question.
It is a great question. I don't feel like that's happening.
No, not even close. Sitting behind the bench, Kirk Cousins is off by himself. Michael Penix is talking to some of his receivers. He's talking with Zach at times and some of the other coaches, but he's over by his offensive line. But if there was any interaction between Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix, I have not seen it.
I haven't either. At least I don't
other than,
feel
other
like,
than warming up next to each other, throwing the football before the game starts.
Here's the thing, Mike. When we go to these, we come off the field. Let's go three and out because that seems like all we've been doing. Does Kirk Cousins – what? That was a shot? Does Kirk Cousins – y'all tell me I'm wrong.
Our man G was reacting.
Y'all tell me I'm wrong. We won for 18 over the last 2 weeks on third down. We're three and out. But I don't see Kirk Cousins running over to Michael Penix as soon as he comes off the field. Let's get on the tablet. Let's talk.
Right. And you see that with, a lot of NFL sidelines. You see it in college.
Tell me I'm wrong, man.
No, man. Add that to the list. I got a list.
And by the way, I know some of you are going to say, well, with the way things went down, does Kirk Cousins owe him that? If he's the ultimate teammate and the professional that we've heard that he is, the answer is yes. The answer is yes.
If he's just a guy that kind of grandstands and is basically playing to cameras and he's a phony, the answer would be no. Because, yes, we all know that he never expected this. He was blindsided by it. It was in his bag about the fact they drafted Penix Jr., which I said speaks to some of the dysfunction of this organization. Just do one or the other because you're going to have a soap opera. We didn't get the soap opera this offseason, but to Carl's point, you can do some positive things here. Kirk wants to start. He had a great chance to come in and be Superman, and he absolutely crapped the bed. So, yeah, do something for the team, brother. Help us out.
Help us out. Jeff hits us up again on social media, says, y'all, wait until the Aints beat the Falcons. Can we take it 1 week at a time?
Yeah, I mean, that's
can we take it 1 week at a time, Jeff? I mean, he goes, that's when the bottom's going to fall out. No, yeah. I think if you
get swept by Carolina, we lose on Sunday.
The bottom could fall
because
out.
Because everyone's, I almost feel like it's not even worth talking about revenge, you know, because just do your freaking job and start stacking a win or two.
It's not, Mike. I'm with you. That's why I'm like everybody. I said this in our pre-show. Everybody thinks I'm already getting, this is the week. Yeah. Why do you say that?
Yeah, I don't think Bryce Young was yelling out, "Get off my blanket field." Okay, I was like, that's how it happened up there at Bank of America. So, but just at this stage, please give me something to, please give me something to hang my hat on. Because you've won games, that you felt like king of the world. The Minnesota game, yeah, the offense was a little dysfunctional in that game. If you go back and remember, we kicked four field goals in that game.
Oh, yeah.
So, we've been misfiring offensively. Our best effort, I think, was Buffalo, and then individual drives, moments where Bijan makes a great play. But, yeah, the sustainability of the Zach Robinson offense, I don't see it. I think there'll be a change. Whoever the coach is next year, if Raheem is back, I think he's going to have to pivot. And by the way, if you're Zach Robinson, you're so hot. If he denies it, if he is hot for the Oklahoma State job, you're not really doing anything to distinguish yourself as an offensive mind who develops quarterbacks, are you?
He's not getting that job.
I don't see it anywhere.
I mean, honestly, and I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to be spoken to like an interview.
Right. Because he's quarterback. Mike Gundy's best starting
Correct.
Quarterback.
So why are you giving him that job? Because he's one of our guys? I mean, seriously,
right.
I just feel like in this day and age of college football, because in 2 years you'll be cutting a big check and hiring somebody else. Right. That's how I feel.
Right. Leave Nebraska with Scott Frost. Ooh, the prodigal son. How'd that one work out, too? Right?
Yeah, and look, from everything that I'm hearing, he wants to be here. He wants to show that he can be an NFL high caliber offensive coordinator. And I think he has aspirations to be a head coach one day. But we're so far away from that. Do your job. To Mike's point, do your job now, man. Let's get right,
right
where we're at.
And if you're in your offensive line, you're dealing with – there are some limitations now to this offense. So how do you come up – and I apologize. I'm trying to come up with as many different analogies, but a better mousetrap, a better game plan, to pivot,
yeah.
to use some imagination, to scheme more guys open, to start giving us more Algerian Bijan on the field, to create some sense of mismatch, high percentage throws early to get ahead of the chain. But this offensive line, brother, we know we're dealing with injuries, but this offensive line's play has been abysmal. And as I said, Coach and Zach, without throwing the guys under the bus, kind of did bring it up today in their press conferences.
No, it absolutely did. 404-726-0929. We are going to talk to Ra. I said this to Mike earlier, and I'm just looking at this. I just want to mention it because I said, man, what's going on with Bernie Kosar? And you said, I'm not sure. He's awaiting a liver transplant.
Oh, man.
I didn't know this. So I just saw this. Yes. Well, cirrhosis of the liver.
Yeah, Bernie's, for those who know, Bernie gets after it. I mean, there could be multiple causes for it. But, man, that's just – you hate to see that.
Yeah, so apparently, Mike, he had two aggressive procedures, but he's awaiting a liver transplant. I just saw a picture on social media, and I was like, what's going on with Bernie Kosar? I had no idea. So that's what the deal is, and I'm sure in the NFL family, because this is how it works, guys. You'll see a lot of people posting and stuff. Bernie Kosar was a hell of a quarterback for the Browns.
And well-beloved. Got a Super Bowl ring with the Cowboys.
He sure did.
Backing up Troy Aikman.
So he didn't get the liver transplant this past weekend because of a donor organ was infection.
Okay.
Or
it had
was
an infection,
infected.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what the deal is. And I just – it's been bugging me all day because I came in, what's going on with Bernie Kosar?
Oh, man. As you guys know, there's a national wait list and there's a whole database and how this stuff happens and the timing and the match and everything else. So, man, prayers up because we got – years ago got to interview him at – it was Jim Kelly had a celebrity golf tournament at Villa Rica at the Frog back in the day.
Okay.
And Bernie, man, just one of that old school, and I'm sure Arch could tell you, just great generation of guys, storytellers that just get after it, man. And they're just hellraisers and having fun.
No doubt. All right, guys. As we continue along today, we will get into some dog conversation coming up at 4 o'clock. Because the College Football Playoff Committee told us a lot last night. Again, these are the second rankings. We'll go through the next few weeks. But every week it's going to change based on these results. And we all know that. But right now, it looks like the SEC and the Big Ten are going to get the most teams in, and everybody else is fighting for their lives. And that includes the ACC, who's probably only going to get one team in, and the Big 12. You get the group of five who could push somebody out. You add Notre Dame to the mix, Mike, and all of a sudden there's your 12. Like it looks very easy right now as far as the two big conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC, getting what they want.
I mean, no blank Sherlock, but you wish if you're Georgia you hadn't lost to Alabama because now you got to play another game.
Yep.
But the mock-up I saw today in Sporting News had USF winning their conference.
Okay.
And they would come to Athens. And that would be your first. Now, again, you would think that Georgia would wipe the floor with those dudes. But, any given Saturday. Georgia, I thought, and I know you already talked about it on Monday, but I thought their most complete effort against Miss State, other than the first touchdown drive.
No, it was. Look, we were looking for a dominant performance is what the way we phrased it last week. Because Florida was not a dominant. Well, hell, none of these games have been. Tennessee playing from behind. Ole Miss playing from behind. We just wanted to see him go out. And the irony to last Saturday was They started from behind. Miss State went out and scored, and you went, okay, here we go again. And then Georgia scores 38 unanswered, and they shut them down, and their quarterback can't throw the football. And it by far, are they going to play that well from start to finish against the Longhorns? I think they need to. I think they need to because of the firepower that Texas has. But I also think, Mike, as these weeks have gone along, Gunner's just gained more and more confidence. And just plain and simple, guys, he's playing better than Arch. He's playing better than Arch.
You know, we talked about it earlier in the year, you know, about there was only a few times in the Alabama game where I was a little down on some of the Bobo's play calling. But I think Bobo's been dialed in, and Gunner's gotten better and better. And all the things we used to talk about earlier in the season with Connor Riley and Mike Griffiths from Dog Nation, Gunner is just making the throw down the seam to Delp, the touchdown throws, decision-making, the processing, things brings us back to Penix, who was thought of as an elite processor, you know, at Washington. Yeah. And now all that is kind of like really sluggish. But yeah, Gunner Stockton has been so point on. And let's talk about it. Arch, the most pressure, the most hype, Arch Manning, and they finally got it going and cooking and dialed in now with that offense as well.
Yeah.
Is that they going to do it against Georgia running back by committee? Because they got a bunch of guys that got a bunch of yards, but they don't have, like, who's the lead dog running back for the Longhorns?
Well, look, it's before we even get to that, Mike, it's, you know, they lost two games last year to Kirby. One, because Kirby is a better proven coach. It's just what it is. Sark's got to still prove it. So all the pressure is on Sark, and it continues to be until they start to win some of these games, home, away, or neutral site. But they got their butts kicked up front last year. And, you know, that's where this starts and finishes. And everybody keeps talking about Georgia not being as dominant as they were the last couple of years. Well, go back and look at those last two games. Even in the SEC championship game, Dogs got what they wanted in that game. So
that's the thing. But Kirby made a point to say, look, the team that beat Texas twice last year, that's not our team.
Yep.
You know, Jalen Walker plays for us. You know, all the other guys are gone. You know, Mykael Williams, unfortunately, on IR now for the 49ers. But a lot of the big chunks of that defense are in the NFL.
All right, man, we're coming back. We got a lot more to dive into. And by the way, you are more than welcome to send your questions, legitimate questions, okay? Because we know how some of you work. You can text us, 404-726-0929. Trust us, we get a lot of that BS all the time. But if you literally have something that you feel like needs to be answered, we will get to it with Ra coming up. You have a question for Bijan Robinson, legitimate question. Send us a text, DM us, or tweet at us. And we will try to get it in with these guys because we want to make sure we get what you want asked as well, because we all have a lot of things on our minds when it comes to this Falcon football team. We're live at Flowery Branch. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
It's Dukes and Bell. We've been waiting all day to talk to Coach Raheem Morris, and he is here inside the Ticketmaster Studios. All right, Coach, we got a lot of questions, and we know you guys are out on the grass, and we will get this injury update because we got a lot of guys we need to get caught up on. I want to start first with the message or the messaging after going through this stretch of games for your team with four losses. Mike was just telling me, you know, Coach Brick was just talking about a great day and the attention, the spans of guys. Everybody was alert and practiced really well today. What is the message, and is it the same? Have you changed it? What are you telling your guys as we go through this process of trying to get out of this rut?
So you kind of nailed it. It's never really about, like, the changing of the message, right? What doesn't change is a process, right? You have a process you trust in and you believe in. So, like, that within the process, there's always going to be change that needs to be made, and there's always going to be things you need to put emphasis on and do different things and go about yourself. So, like, from everything that you got going on, you just got to figure out, you know, what the problems are. And the last 2 weeks, it's really been third down on offense, right? So we got to figure that out. And then, like, we've constantly battled this battle of stopping the run all year, and it really exploited us this week when it came to us on defense. And we really just played a poor game on special teams when it came to our coverage units. And those are the things that really affected us. And with all that being said, it was a one possession drive in overtime that we lost it in. And it's like, man, these games got a chance to really get out of hand in our favor if we can correct those things and do it the right way. You know, we talked about this a long time ago. We talked about time of possession being a very important part for us. And part of that is not allowing people to run and being able to run the football, which we were, but also converting on third down. So those three major parts, and you don't get two of them, you're going to have a rough day. We didn't make it a rough day. We just made it a loss. And it's one of those things that you had a chance to get out and win. I know you were there. I know you were sitting in that environment, in that atmosphere, and it was special. But your team consistently showed you different things every single week, whether it's the resilience from the New England game or the resilience in this game when something bad goes happen right from the back with a sack, fumble, score, a touchdown. We go down and respond on offense and then make that thing a game and find a way to make it close towards the end and really have a big-time chance to win, particularly on defense at the end of that game with the 3rd-and-21 that ended up being a 4th-and-2 and the 4th-and-2 coming down like it did. And
right.
We could have got out of there. You know, it was one point, I know you thought it was a sack, you thought it was a catch fumble.
Right.
And like we all did, that we recovered and had a chance to get out of there on that. And there were so many opportunities and so many missed stops that we had that could have been different for us in that game. You know, like it's easy to go back and talk about the 300-yard rushing game, the big plays by Jonathan Taylor, who we knew was a great player. You got to find a way to go slow him down a little bit more than that. And you got to find a way to convert on third down and make us better that way. You know, a lot of Mike Penix took a lot of the heat when it came to some of those third down plays. But realistically, man, you know, he did a lot of really good things to get us in the proper positions, and we let him down a little bit, whether it be coaching, whether it be playing. Across the board, we took turns, and we can't do that. And not to say he was completely dissolved from everything or whatever right. The word is that he was from everything, but he had his part in that too. But, like, the only people that I have to talk after the game, obviously, is our quarterback and me, and he took it hard on himself.
And we know that, you know, everybody's going to – not everyone's going to have a perfect sheet at the end of the day, but some of the mistakes, and it's beyond Michael Penix Jr. He gets the play call from Zach Robinson. He delivers the ball perfectly to Kyle Pitts, which may go for a touchdown. And then later on, Pitts misses an audible. So how disappointed are you in that effort from Kyle? Because to me, that's almost endemic of when things aren't going right for you guys.
You know, it's kind of going it was going in the beginning, that first half, the opposite way for Kyle has been going all this year, right? He's been having a great year. He's been catching those balls, been doing a lot of really good things for us. But, like, when you drop that ball, you miss that audible, we get hit on a zero pressure. You know, those things are all tough. You know, you feel like you go make the right check and get the stuff done, do all the right things, you know, go out there and execute those things. But it's got to be some operational piece that we can have for those guys and be able to go get those things done. There's always going to be drops in our game. We know that. you know, there's always going to be missed audibles, but we can't have the disastrous things happen. They give up 6 points after that missed audible.
So, like, which is such a the momentum in that building. You take, because Daniel Jones was struggling. He's been struggling the last few games. He's turning it over. That just puts more pressure on the Colts. It changes the narrative of the game. And I know, again, you're not going to call out specific players. We don't expect you to. But the offensive line has been struggling. The offensive line is really struggling right now. And
who was one? Ours?
Yours. It just seems like, or is it simply the down and distance is dictating what the defense is doing and just getting outmatched.
So I thought we did a nice job on the run game this week. You know, went out there and Bijan was able to get off 80. We ran for about 150 yards. We did a really nice job there. And I wouldn't say we're struggling as far as some of those things. Some of the checks and things that we had, I think the guys played really well up front. You know, I think Hinton stepped in and did a nice job. I thought Chris Lindstrom going out there and battling through injuries was absolutely phenomenal. We got hit a little bit. We hit once. You know, we didn't, you know, Daniel got hit 7 times, you know, and I think we had 14 pressures or whatever. I can't remember the stats right now. It feels like 3 months ago. But, you know, it wouldn't say struggle, but you can always play better, you know, and I just feel like we got to play better around Michael just in general. So I would never, when I think they didn't play well, I told you a couple weeks ago, we misidentified runs and things of that nature or whatever the case may be. It wasn't the case this week. You know, that wasn't the issue at all. Those guys went out and gave a valiant effort. As always, can look, nitpick, and find things, particularly at the end of the game, which you're probably referring to, where they got a sack off a game. No doubt about it, but like you would like to be able to go out there and find a way to win that football game. That was very winnable, but I know you felt that way being there.
Coach, I want to talk about Michael Penix for a minute. It's Raheem Morris, guys, visiting with us as he does exclusively here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game each and week here inside the Ticketmaster Studios. After the game on Sunday, I'm in my head and I'm going confidence. Some of those throws I know Mike can make. Matter of fact, I know he can make all of them. He was behind some. He was overthrowing guys. I'm thinking to myself, is there something from a confidence standpoint that's going on with our quarterback right now with the functionality of the offense, which also ties into the third down, inability to convert these third downs? I'm just trying to figure it out. I said, well, I'm going to ask Ra. Is there a confidence situation with our quarterback making the throws that he needs to make right now?
No, it was all encompassing what you just said. It was what you're talking about, the missed throws, they came on third down. You know, if we're talking about the missed out throw to Mooney on the sideline, where we're trying to layer over a defender and the guy's there and you try to layer it, you put too much in, it goes out of bounds. That leads into frustration. And then you come right back out after that and you pivot off a thing, you progress across the middle of the field, you throw to Davis Sills and you don't take your next hitch and you kind of throw it right behind him. And those frustration things, that was the frustration that he had. It's not a confident thing. What came out as confidence to him was the anger of him knowing that he could make those plays and he missed them. And that's why he went out and said everything was on him and he blamed himself. And it, you know, to the kid's credit, man, like I do nothing but credit his accountability. You know, but at the same time, there was some brilliant throws, which you just mentioned, that we did not make. We did not catch for him. You know, the keeper, the one we talked about earlier, that could have been a touchdown. You know, some of the ones that we made on the sideline that when you fight through the stuff and some of the stuff when you make some of the checks and you got to get those things down. And, like, he did some really good things, and he wants to play better, and he's capable of playing better. The stats may not show that because some of the completion things that I have, but what, because of the drops, because of the missed throws, a few missed throws that you're talking about, but – the fact that he knows he can make those, that's the confidence. The anger and right. Some of the displeasure that he had was because he knows he can make them and he should have made them.
We were talking about Zach Robinson, you know, as a first-time offensive coordinator and the brain power down the hallway, trying to help him when a quarterback is struggling, young quarterback in his 11th game now as a pro, kind of, I'm not saying deconstruct things, but can encourage him to maybe take some yardage. When they play, when he sees some yards in front of him, just go. Look, we're not confusing him with Mike Vick. We just want to see him get some positive yardage, which then helps you avoid those third and longs.
Well, we talked about that a bunch ad nauseum last week, and he made a couple plays, and I know you were there, so right. You talked about the play. He stepped out to the side. He threw it down the field to Drake on a big-time play that would end up being a scramble that was not the design play. He actually did the same thing to Bijan Robinson along the sideline, threw a nice laser to him. Bijan caught it. So he used his legs a little bit. It wasn't the legs that you used to seeing him running. He used his legs, extended a couple plays, stayed a couple plays down the field. And you like to see him do that as much as possible because he's so athletic and so talented that people don't even know about. So you definitely encourage those things. And like, that's not a Zach thing. That's a me thing. That's okay. An organizational thing. That's a him thing. That's just a confidence thing. That's growing within the organization. But when you look at the stuff that he's done, when you compare him to all the quarterbacks that's coming to the National Football League, he's right on par with some of the best quarterbacks in our game, you know, in his 10th game, 11th game, whatever it is, as a starter, he's right on par with just about anybody you can just imagine. And we're in the impatient world of want the results right now, and he'll give it to us, and I know he will, and we got the confidence. Well, that's how we know you got the right guys, particularly when he stands up and is accountable as he is about everything.
I heard you with Dave Archer after the game say there were two third downs converted, and they had both. And pretty much that was your statement.
That was.
And I'm sitting there listening to you guys, and I'm going, two third downs?
In the game.
Coach, what's going on with our third downs? What have you guys looked at and analyzed? Because you go back to the Patriots game, I think we were 1-for-10.
Yes.
Then last week, we don't convert any. And I'm like, there has to be something going on. Is it play calling? What's the deal? What are you seeing?
It's pretty simple. You know, we got too many third longs. I think we've got the most third longs in the National Football League right now in the last whatever 2 weeks, 3 weeks has been. There's nobody with more third longs than us. Those things are hard to convert in the National Football League. You got to get third manageables.
You say long, we're talking about third and six or more?
You can say third and seven or more. You know, just say third and seven or more, or third and eight or more, whatever you want to call it. You got to get manageable third downs, and we have not been able to do that. Now, the difference in this game and the Patriot game, there were spots in those games we went down, didn't even have a third down.
Right.
You know, and it was like when you go down first, second down, third down, explosive, first, second down, explosive run, got down, score, red zone, touchdown. We had a couple of those drives that kind of watered down how bad you were on third down, and that's what kept us in the game. You know, if we don't have those drives, you're really talking about some real troubles. You know, but if we can find a way to convert those third downs and get us back into the manageable world where we were early in the season at the 50% range, the 40% range, which is tops in the league, that's where you want to be, and we got to get back to doing that. You know, first 5 weeks of the season, we're pretty good. You know, we haven't been the last couple of weeks, and we got to find a way to get those things done. And it starts with managing the third downs in the areas that you're getting those things in, whether you're talking about 7-plus or 8-plus.
Raheem Morris with us, guys, live inside our Ticketmaster studios at the Branch. There's a cool resource for Michael to work with, and he talked about him working with him from camp and, you know, going back to the summer. That's Kirk Cousins. I noticed Kirk kind of sitting by himself on a bench. Do you encourage Kirk to maybe help out the young man? I know Kirk not really happy the kid got drafted in the first place, but there's a way that Kirk can kind of step in and help out.
Kirk's the ultimate teammate. So, like, you know, those guys spend tons of time within the classroom setting, and they're together all the time. You know, on game day, it's kind of like the pitcher. You know, like, nobody really sits next to the quarterback. Matt Ryan, I think in whatever amount of years he played, had one guy less than next to him, and it was Matt Schaub, right? And that was coaches included, and I was a coach on the offensive side of the ball at that point, too, and I did not like talking to Matt Ryan. He was angry. You know, so, like, it's kind of a different deal. You know, you can't really look at it that way.
But is he a resource in the building?
He's definitely a resource in the building. He's a resource everywhere, you know, for this young man, and he does a lot of stuff. And he also has, obviously, DJ Williams, his quarterback coach. Obviously, he's got, you know, Zach, who's played the position. You know, obviously, he's got everybody in this building that's willing to help and that's been around the position. They're talking about Zampezi, you know, KJ, TJ. All these guys have had some significant time in the National Football League, some playing, some coaching. But all the resources in the world, and Kirk just a part of it. And he's doing everything he can to help.
What's the confidence in the building? I know it's a silly question for you. It's not for our audience, because everybody's going, lost four in a row, Dukes and Bell. What's the vibe? What's the situation up there at Flowery?
You know, this is the name of the game, right? We're in an entertainment business that deals with adversity, right? And adversity is something that you got to respond to at this wake of life. You know, everybody's not made for this, and you guys know that, and the people in this building are. And that's a lot of credit to the people that's been brought in this building by Terry and, you know, obviously Kyle and Ryan Pace and all those guys and the character and just talking to Bijan at practice right now and talking to all the guys that's been around and having a chance to sit down with Mooney and Kyle Pitts. And I love the accountability of, like, a Kyle Pitts and what he's able to say to you and to us this year, which is completely different. It's such growth and such development and such everything else around the
country. Taking ownership?
Yeah, taking ownership and just being a part of it and letting you know, man, I made that mistake. I'm clear. Won't happen again. And, like, I see nothing but the growth and development for these guys and these young guys and across the board. It's all over. And then, like, I didn't mean to ball back to the O-line thing, but the warrior of Chris last week to know what he did in this building last week to get out there and play.
Right.
Lindstrom.
Just went and hugged him after the game.
Right. And Algier got involved. And that's the thing. We were talking about this with Arch on the radio yesterday. I mean, just fans expect you guys to go, all right, I expect you guys. Plan B. Is plan A. Okay, we got a problem here. Where's plan B? Pivoting, more imagination, more creativity. Can you come up with that to get things turned around? Because, look, this is your butt on the line, 3-6. And by the way, I mean, as a coach, I would think you're saying, look, guys, we got new mousetrap.
Creativity can also be confused with making up stuff.
Okay.
Right? What do good teams do?
You play to your strengths.
Yes. right? You do what you do best,
right?
Right. We got to play to our strengths, right? So that means relying on the guys that are really playing well. You know, when Drake London's playing this well and playing at a high level, we got to find a way to get Drake London. We got to find a way to Bijan Robinson to play at a high level, right? That's going to help us move the chains. With that being said, that allows Kyle Pitts to go out there and play his high level again. And then we got to get Mooney going, which Mooney is getting caught up to speed coming off all the stuff, which I love.
Coach, I got to ask you right there. What's the deal? High expectation. Darnell had a great year last year.
No doubt.
One game shy of 1,000 yards.
We know he missed camp. We've been talking about this. And,
yeah.
And I know that played a role. But, Coach, it seems like there's no connection between our quarterback and Darnell Mooney right now.
How would you have one?
I don't know. I'm assuming the practices? I don't know.
Yeah, there's been no practices.
For both of those guys.
You just said it. So, like, you don't make excuses. You never talk about these things. But, like, Mooney, we knew how this would work, right? He came back. He broke his collarbone the first play of training camp.
Right.
First play of training camp, he missed all his time. He came back the second week of the season. That was the first time he actually practiced together. You start working those practices, you knew the first 4 weeks of the season would be like almost a training camp for him. So you're working those things in, you're getting him going, you're really getting his legs back, getting him to run fast, getting him to do all those things. And remember, he had a little small setback there, had the hamstring. He has the hamstring, he misses the 2 weeks or whatever the case may be, really 2 weeks, and then you get him back going again. And then this last week, you start to see him move fast, move around, and then some unfortunate things happen. Like you have a drop right that you would never would drop, right? And all those type of things. You know, the timing routes on the sideline are not quite like you want them. And then you have the nerve to ask me why.
Why?
You know why.
Why? Well, no, because
you're smarter than that.
But, well, here's the deal, though. The camp is one thing. Once he's working his way back, the assumption from most Falcon fans is, Coach, he's out there with you guys. Like, he's getting work in. Now, if you're saying he's not and they're not working together and there's practicing and there's a connection on the practice field, even for the little time that he's been available, then I think Falcon fans would understand that. But the perception is, well, hell, he's been out there practicing. Even we know he missed camp.
Yeah, yeah. You're missing this point.
Okay.
Right? Training camp was missed. When you get back, the next point is like training camp. All of those, like, first 4 weeks of that thing, from a form standpoint, those are like training camp for him. So he's working himself back up to being fast. You know, you're talking about you going from not being able to run.
Right.
You know, not being able to practice to now being eased into it. And what does that mean? That means small segments that can possibly grow. But while you're doing that, guess what's being required? Games. Right? There is no rest. There is no time off in games. You got to go out there and fight through it and work through it. Right, so that's what he's been doing the first 4 weeks of the season, which was well expected and well known by us, and what we knew would possibly be the reasons why we would have a slower start. Right, then he catches up and he pulls the hamstring, so now you're back kind of to square zero, like you kind of explained those things. So, like, you know, you're out there practicing, it's still limited, still things is happening, just like we're talking about how you listed how the things we got going on out there, and like when he'll get going, he'll get going, and I think. Right. We're close to him getting going, right? Some failure is required to getting guys going. He had a little bit of failure this week when it came to that, you know, drop pass and some of those connections. But, like, I think those are the things you got to work through, those things you got to fight through, you know, Steph Curry style, right? Keep shooting.
Keep shooting. We got to ask you about Carolina before we let you out of here. It's Raheem Morris, guys. I know you're hearing it, or maybe you're not. Payback. Gotta get these fools back.
I don't care if you win by 1 point. Just win.
Oh, dude, I don't care either.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody cares that every week.
I don't care.
But my point is, you definitely gotta get payback. It's a division. It's a division rival, right? It's a division team. You know, we don't like them. They don't like us. Now, we got a lot of respect for a lot of people on that side of the ball. Like, I won Super Bowls with, you know, half that team in L.A., right? The whole defensive side, a bunch of guys over there that we know.
The coaching staff.
Coaching staff, players as well, right? There's a bunch of players over there that's over there with those guys. But we don't like them, right? They don't like us. And, like, we got a healthy respect for each other off the field, but on the field, man, we got to go get this win. You know, and they beat us. They beat us down pretty good last time, and it's time to go get a little payback. You're exactly right, and we hold the fan settlement when it comes to that.
I mean, your style is to be loose and cool. Is it for a guy? I mean, you got a four-game losing streak. You seem like, you know, you don't have the weight of the world. So what's your relationship? What's Arthur? I know those are private conversations with Mr. Blank.
But I mean,
if I was you, I'd be running around here like a drill sergeant, screaming.
That's why you don't do what
not
I do.
Your style. But you feel the big picture, and you own the NFL. If you don't turn this around, you're gone.
It's Captain Sully, right? You land in the airplane.
Yeah, on the river.
On the Hudson, bro.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about, man? Like, your leader's going to go panic? And that's going to change it? No, man. You have a resilient mindset. You get your guys going, and you go out there and you win football games. You know, like that hole right there, what you're talking about, does nothing for nobody, right? It just doesn't. Like, there's got to be a steadiness to the ship that's got to have, it's got to happen now. Like, and there's an urgency for us, right? But there's an urgency that is created that is going to be useful. You know, it can't be non-useful.
On the radio, Carl always makes fun because I always say, do your blanking job. So basically, if all 53 do their blanking job, we turn things around.
There you go.
Pretty simple. Ron, thank you. Appreciate you. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
That is Raheem Morris, guys, head coach of our Atlanta Falcons. We're going to get a chance to talk with Bijan Robinson here coming up. Stay tuned. We'll recap some of those things, man, and talk about what he had to say. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.